The Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, MECP, has confirmed that a sample collected on July 29, 2025, from Callander Bay is indicative of a blue-green algae bloom. The municipality received confirmation from the ministry on August 11 and posted a notice to its website on the evening of August 12. Municipal staff cautioned people to avoid the algae bloom within Callander Bay. Blue-green algae can produce toxins that may be harmful to people, pets, and livestock. While the situation is being monitored, we urge everyone to take precautions to stay safe, staff noted. The municipality posted a list of things to consider when confronted with an algae bloom. Assume toxins are present and avoid contact with the bloom. Do not bathe or swim in affected water. Do not drink untreated lake water, a good rule of thumb in general, and especially pertinent when said water contains a large algae bloom. The same rings true for pets and livestock. Don't let them drink untreated lake water. Keep them away from shore. Also, staff emphasize that boiling the algae-laced water won't help to purify it. In fact, boiling that water can increase toxin concentration. If the water looks clear and there's no visible bloom, recreational activities like boating and fishing are still safe to enjoy. For more health-related information about algae blooms, visit the North Bay Health Unit's website. For more general information about blue-green algae, visit the MECP's website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.